Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. It's Melissa Greason. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. And see, I'm in the process of opening this. I have already signed a lease, but I haven't went and did the business license or anything like that yet.
That's the only thing that's really holding us back from being able to, fund the items that you need is just some official documentation. Is it going to be an LLC or a proprietorship, a sole prop, or do you know the business classification yet? Or
I'm actually trying to get in touch with I've already called them three times today, the North Carolina Cosmetology Board.
Okay.
Because there's a couple laws, and I'm not sure. From what I've heard, I may have to be incorporated.
Okay.
Or LLC, because if I'm not a licensed cosmetologist, which I'm not, I'm just going to be the owner.
Uh huh.
So that's probably. I just want to confirm that with them.
Sure. And then you would also need to file, I don't know if you've done this already, but with the Secretary of State and file a business entity license with them.
Okay.
And that will, again, establish your business license and make you official.
Okay. Well, I have been working since I got your message, the first message. I've been working on that, but then I had to leave to go somewhere, so I'm out right now, but I'll try to get all that done by tomorrow.
And that's the note that I got from underwriting. So once there's some official documentation in place, we can revisit it, and more than likely we would be able to fund those things. But we just need some official stuff, official documentation.
Okay. And I may not need as much as I originally thought.
Sure.
We were looking in my place, and it's just kind of smaller than what, I thought, but anyway, I can always order more, I know, if I need to.
Sure, always. But if you have any questions, with what you need as far as official documentation, please give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, that'll be great, because I'm a realtor, and so it's very different. Like, I don't have to have a business license or anything like that to be a real. So this is all new to me.
yeah. So there's a learning curve involved, and it's just kind of trial and error type deal. But I'm definitely here to help you out to get you set up and everything. So moving forward, if you have any questions, I am more than happy to help you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So the next step would be to contact the Secretary of State to file a business license, depending on if you want to do LLC or an SRC Corp or what have you. And I think that would be the next feasible move for you.
Okay. All right. Okay, I will do that. And like I said, I was just waiting to confirm from, I've called this lady twice, but she must be out of the office.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that I'm right, but I just want to make sure.
I understand.
So anyway, I really appreciate all of your help.
No problem. We're not done yet.
Great.
Okay. So if you want to maybe give me an update in a couple days on your progress, and then we can continue to move forward.
Absolutely. I'm going to try to get everything done tomorrow.
Okay.
But if not, it may take me, one or two days, so I'll try really hard.
Sure. So when you have a free moment, maybe Thursday or Friday, if you could give me a holler and just give me an update, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zach.
You're welcome, and have a great afternoon.
You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.